Ram sat listening to Agastya's discourse with great pleasure. However, again politely, Ram interrupted. While I am anxious to hear the continuation of your story, I am curious to understand some points. For instance, under what circumstances had the Rakshasas previously come to inhabit Lanka? I have heard that the Rakshasas were originally born from the eyebrows of Pulastya. However, it now appears that their origin must be different. So who is the actual ancestor of the original Rakshasas? How powerful were they in comparison to Ravana? Why were they driven away from Lanka by Lord Vishnu and made to reside below the earth? My dear Ram, in the beginning of the cosmic manifestation, Lord Brahma created the oceans and then the living entities. And when the created beings became tormented by hunger and thirst, they approached Lord Brahma asking him what they should do. While laughing heartily, Brahma replied, "Oh, you should raksha, protect the ocean by all means." Some of the created beings responded by saying that they would protect or raksha, while others said they would eat yaksha. Lord Brahma then proclaimed the former group would be known as rakshasas and the latter as yakshas. There were two leaders of the rakshasas named Haiti and Prahaiti. Prahaiti was naturally inclined toward virtue. Thus, he retired to the forest to perform austerities. Haiti wanted to marry and on his own initiative married Bhaya, Yama's sister. Also being the sister of Kala, Bhaya was a most fearsome personality. And through her, Haiti begot a son named Vidyutkesha. When Vidyutkesha grew up, Haiti arranged his marriage to the daughter of Sandhya named Salakatankata. Later on, Salakatankata gave birth to a son on the slopes of Mount Mandara. But since she had only desire to enjoy sex with her husband and not to bear a child, she abandoned the baby after delivery. And when the neglected child began to cry, he was seen by Lord Shiva, who happened to be passing on his bull carrier along with his wife Parvati. At the request of the compassionate Uma, Lord Shiva made the child immediately grow up and benedicted him with immortality. Then, to further please his wife, Lord Shiva gave the child a flying city. Parvati also awarded a benediction to the entire Rakshasa race. Henceforward, the women of your dynasty will deliver their babies at the time of conception, and upon birth, the children will immediately grow up to become the same size as their mother. After receiving these benedictions, Sukesha, the son of Salakatankata and Vidyukesha, became very arrogant and began roaming at will in his airplane. Considering Sukesha's opulence, the Gandharva named Gramani gave his beautiful daughter Devavati to Sukesha in marriage. Thereafter, Sukesha begot three sons by his wife Devavati. Their names were Malyavan, Sumali, and Mali. Knowing that their father had become powerful by obtaining benedictions, the three sons went to Mount Meru, determined to gain success by the performance of severe austerities. The severe penances of the three sons of Sukesha became fearful for all living entities. Lord Brahma therefore appeared before the three brothers in order to fulfill their desires and make them desist from their severe austerities. Thus, when Lord Brahma offered them benedictions, the brothers replied, O Lord, may we become long-lived and become so powerful that we will strike terror into the hearts of our enemies. Give us the ability to become invisible at will, and let us three always have love for each other. Lord Brahma gave his consent and then departed. And due to their benedictions, Malyavan, Sumali, and Mali became so fearless that they began to harass the demigods and demons alike. Enlivened by their leader's prowess, the Rakshasas approached Vishvakarma in a group, requesting him to build them a place equal to that of the demigods. And so, Vishvakarma informed the Rakshasas of Lanka, which was surrounded by golden walls and which had previously been constructed under the order of Indradeva. Then, at Vishvakarma's urging, the Rakshasas took up residence at Lanka. Soon thereafter, the Gandharva woman Narmada gave her three daughters in marriage to Malyavan, Sumali, and Mali. Through his wife, Malyavan begot many children, including the Rupaksha and Durmukha. The wife of Sumali gave birth to Prahasta, Akampana, Dumraksha, Suparshva, and Prahasa. And through his wife, Mali begot Anala, Anila, Hara, and Sampati, who all became Vibhishan's four ministers. All these offspring became proud, just like their fathers, and began to harass the demigods. Finally, the demigods and rishis went to Lord Shiva and complained that the descendants of Sukesha were practically driving them out of heaven. When the demigods and rishis requested Lord Shiva to kill the three Rakshasas, however, he replied, due to the benedictions of Lord Brahma, the sons of Sukesha are immune to death at my hands. Therefore, I suggest that you approach Lord Vishnu, who is the supreme, infallible person. And thereafter, the demigods and rishis went to see Lord Vishnu, who is the master of everyone and the supreme personality of Godhead. After offering their obeisances, the demigods prayed. Our dear Lord, we are your eternal servants, and you are the eternal master. Because we desire the welfare of all living entities, we are busily engaged in the management of universal affairs. O Lord, you are the only shelter. Thus, we have come to inform you of our plight. The sons of Sukesha, named Malyavan, Sumali, and Mali, have become invincible by the benedictions of Lord Brahma and are greatly harassing us. Even Lord Shiva has refused to fight them. Thus, we are now forced to approach your lotus feet for protection. My dear demigods and great rishis, do not fear. I know all about Sukesha's sons. Because they have proudly overstepped the bounds of propriety, I have already decided to kill them. Being thus restored to confidence, the demigods again offered prayers of glorification and then departed for their respective abodes. Soon thereafter, Malyavan came to learn of Lord Vishnu's assurance to the demigods that he would kill him and his brothers. Malyavan went to consult with Sumali and Mali. Malyavan said, since Lord Vishnu has already killed Hiranyakashipu, Kalinemi, and many other powerful demons, he must be exceedingly difficult to conquer. Sumali and Mali then replied, no, there is no need for us to fear anyone, even Lord Vishnu. Indeed, Lord Vishnu has no personal enmity with us. He has simply been poisoned by the words of the demigods. Therefore, let us kill the demigods in retaliation, for they are our real enemies. Coming to this conclusion, all the Rakshasas left Lanka to fight with the demigods. While they were en route to heaven, however, many evil omens manifested, indicating the imminent destruction of all the Rakshasas. So when Lord Vishnu heard that Malyavan was leading an attack on the demigods, he quickly took up his Sharanga bow and his other weapons and mounted the back of his carrier Garuda. As the Lord approached, part of the Rakshasa army was blown away simply by the fierce wind generated by the flapping of Garuda's wings. Regardless, thousands of other Rakshasas took courage and surrounded Lord Vishnu, attacking him with innumerable weapons. But with his Sharanga bow, the Lord soon dispersed the enemy soldiers by releasing showers of arrows which issued forth at the speed of the mind. After thousands of Rakshasas had fallen, mangled upon the battlefield, Lord Vishnu blew his transcendental conch shell, Panchajanya, and upon hearing that terrible sound, the surviving Rakshasas began running away in fear. Sumali then angrily rushed forward, and with a shower of arrows, appeared to check Lord Vishnu. This caused the Rakshasas behind him to become enlivened, and they all rallied once again. Elated at his success, Sumali roared with delight. But just then, Lord Vishnu cut off the head of Sumali's charioteer, making the horses carry him wildly away from the battlefield. Mali then rushed forward, piercing the Lord with thousands of arrows. However, without being the least bit pained, Lord Vishnu responded with his own volley of arrows, forcing Mali to retreat from the battlefield. And while Mali was driving off, Lord Vishnu cut down his flag, broke his bow, and killed his horses, thus depriving him of his chariot. Mali then grabbed his club and jumped to the ground. He rushed forward and violently struck Garuda on the forehead. Feeling acute pain, Garuda turned away from the blow. Thus, Lord Vishnu was also forced to turn his back upon the enemy. Upon witnessing Mali's wonderful feat, the Rakshasa warriors roared with delight. However, hearing the Rakshasa's jubilant reaction, Lord Vishnu then became enraged. Thus, even though facing backwards, he released his Sudarshan Chakra. That blazing disc then swiftly severed Mali's head. Upon seeing the death of their brother, Sumali and Malyavan became overwhelmed with grief and turned back towards Lanka. Thereafter, as the demigods came to congratulate Lord Vishnu in great happiness, Garuda recovered and began dispersing the remaining Rakshasas simply by flapping his wings. Many of the Rakshasa soldiers thus fell from the sky into the sea. Upon seeing their plight, Malyavan turned back and challenged, "O Vishnu, you appear to be ignorant of the rules of combat, for you are attacking those who have given up their intent to fight. Please stay on this battlefield a while longer so that I may punish you for your wicked behavior. Malyavan, your accusation is unjust. I am merely making good my promise to give protection to the demigods, and I shall do so at all costs." At this, Malyavan hurled a great spear. However, when it pierced his chest, Lord Vishnu merely pulled it out and threw it back at the Rakshasa. When the spear hit Malyavan's chest, it shattered the Rakshasa's armor, making him faint on his chariot. Malyavan, however, soon recovered and quickly hurled a club which hit Lord Vishnu's chest. Then, coming very close by, Malyavan struck Lord Vishnu on the chest with his mighty fist and also began beating Garuda. The enraged Garuda then quickly drove Malyavan away with a blast of air from his wings. Seeing his brother's plight, Sumali fled back towards Lanka, with the ashamed Malyavan following him. Thereafter, because of their fear of Lord Vishnu, the Rakshasas gave up their residence at Lanka and then entered the nether regions.